you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you're in the right place. This is the Think on Purpose podcast, and I'm your host, Jen Fry. Let's dive in. I was recently asked how coaching has influenced my leadership style, and hands down, the answer is my ability to ask really good and effective questions. Now, this is not something that I was taught in any kind of leadership skills course or any kind of leadership development in my 20-year career. It was something that I've learned honestly through coaching. So if you are a leader and you want to ask better questions, then this episode is for you. Now, if you would have asked me even, let's say 5 years ago, are you good at asking questions? I would have been like, yeah, I ask a ton of questions throughout the day. I'm really good at it. But listen to the types of questions I used to ask and just consider two things. Number one, does this seem like the kind of question you ask? And number two, how do you feel when you hear me asking these questions? And I'll give you my answer in a minute. So I would say things like, did you get it done? Why isn't it done? When will it be done? Who's doing this thing? Notice all of those questions. Yes, we're definitely going to get some information. But when I say them back, as I'm even just like saying them out loud right now, it makes me feel a little bit defensive. It makes me feel like, oh, I really put people on the spot. We can probably all agree that these are not very curious questions. So reflecting on them, how many of these questions are you asking? And how did it feel for you? Just hearing kind of a couple of those in a row, right? Like I said, it makes me feel defensive. Now, another type of question that I would probably ask fairly frequently, still a phrase, ends with a question mark, qualifies as a question, but really it's more of like suggestions that are like hidden as a question. So I would say things like, do you think? Should we try? What if we? And notice how, again, they're not really curious. I'm not really seeking information. I'm more trying to put my ideas out there and I'm framing it as a question. Now, for sure, these types of questions can be useful, especially if I'm checking for understanding, checking for agreement. But more often than not, if these are the only kinds of questions you're using, then this is really more a way of trying to get our own opinions across rather than curiously trying to get input from other people. So here's the first lesson that I had to learn is that the intention here matters. If I really want to seek input from people around me, I have to formulate the question to actually meet that goal. And I really didn't recognize the difference until I became a coach. Because as a coach, really, my job is a professional question asker. I have to ask powerful and effective questions to help other people see what's going on, what's other perspectives, what else might be possible. If I don't ask great questions, we sort of get to just like a dead end. And what's so fascinating about this is that the human brain is designed to answer questions. And what I mean is when we ask a question, it's like we can't help but search for an answer. You may have heard of this when it comes to like even parenting, where in order to interrupt a tantrum or to interrupt a cycle of someone being upset, we ask a question. It interrupts the brain, and then we have to get to work on solving the question. Our brain can't help it. Super subconscious, but it happens for all of us. And what I have found in my coaching, not only coaching myself, but also with my clients, is so many of us are using this technique of trying to interrupt the cycle, trying to help the brain come up with answers, but we're asking terrible questions of ourselves and those around us. So again, I'm going to give you some examples of questions that I for sure asked either out loud or silently in my own brain. A very common question I used to ask myself, what's wrong with you? I used to ask probably out loud, why can't we figure this out? Why is this so hard? And as soon as I ask those questions, of course, my brain, and if I say it out loud, the other brains around me are like, well, let's solve this problem. That's what we're here for. And so now we start subconsciously finding all the things that are wrong, all the reasons why we can't figure something out, all the reasons why the task is so hard. But can you see how that problem solving doesn't actually lead to any kind of productive solution. We just get more evidence that something is wrong and we can't figure it out and everything has gone wrong and it's super hard. So instead of going down this like this circle that just doesn't lead us anywhere, I want us to start thinking about more productive questions. How can we ask better questions? So there's three criteria that I want to offer you to think about. So the first one is my question empowering or disempowering? And what I mean by that is when I ask a disempowering question, that's like the example that I just gave you. What's wrong with me? There's really not a lot I can do with that. It's very disempowering. And it's going to just reiterate what I already believe, that there's something wrong, as opposed to an empowering question, which is going to be much more open-ended, and it's going to give me some ideas. So for example, I might ask, what else is possible? What's going well? What have I figured out? There's an expansion when we ask an empowering question. So you might notice if you're feeling stuck, you're just like going round and round, the discussion's not going anywhere. It could be because you're asking disempowering questions versus empowering questions. The second one is open versus closed. And again, I gave you some examples of that as we opened up the podcast. Anytime we start a question with, do you, should you, would you, it's in the vein of that closed question. A closed question means we can pretty easily answer this question with a yes or a no answer. I don't necessarily have to expand upon it. There's maybe not a lot else that I have to say. Now, sometimes people will cooperate and they will give you more information, but more often than not, a closed question gives us a one-word answer, and then we don't really have anywhere to go. So if this happens, if you catch yourself in a do you, would you, could you, in something that feels closed and someone answers yes or no, here's a quick tip. You can follow that up with the question like, well, tell me more. Why not? Why do you think that's so? Notice empowering questions and much more open. We're going to be, again, expansive in those answers. And then the third one is this a leading question? Or am I genuinely being curious? And here again, my intention as the leader is really going to make a difference. If I'm trying to lead my team to do what I think we should do, then my question is going to sound very different than if I'm genuinely curious. So for example, a leading question might be, should we try fill in the blank? Or what do you think about this thing? It's like a little passive aggressive. It's a little bit leading versus a very intentionally curated positive question is going to sound more like, what do you think we should do? What would be in service to our clients? How can we get at the best solution here? So much more open, so much more empowering, so much more expansive for not only us to receive the answers, but also for the brains, for the human brains around us to get to work on solving that problem. If you are struggling, here's a couple other options, right? So again, if we want to be empowering, open, and curious, tell me more about, I offered that one. Walk me through, how did we arrive here? Walk me through that process. Walk me through the current state. How will this impact the system, the process, the people? These kinds of questions require us as the leader to be in a learning mindset. And this could be a shift. I know for sure for me it was. Because when we're in a learning mindset, then we can help cultivate an environment where the people around us are more open to asking questions. If you've ever sat in a meeting and wondered, oh, I have this question, but am I going to look stupid? Are people going to think this is a dumb question? Then chances are that the leaders around you have not cultivated that learning mindset for your team. I for sure can think of so many situations where I sat in those meetings and I'm like, I have a question, particularly in healthcare. There were so many acronyms. There were so many abbreviations. I had no idea what they meant. But I'm like, I don't want to be the only stupid one to ask a question. And when someone else asked the question, I was always so relieved. I love the framing in this book I've been reading called Leading with Questions, which I'll link in the show notes. The authors don't call these questions dumb questions. They call them fresh questions. And as leaders, that's what we want to cultivate, fresh questions, so that the people that are in our meetings aren't afraid of looking dumb, aren't afraid of asking fresh questions. Now, the big shift for us is to move from the mindset that somehow we are supposed to know everything. And instead, we want to move to this place where we seek input from those around us. I mean, why would we even think that it was possible to be the best at knowing every facet of the business? It's literally impossible because we cannot be in all places of the business at any given time during the day, right? So it's so important that we start making that shift. And I understand that it can be difficult because, to be honest, I really haven't worked for very many leaders who have possessed this skill set. So when we emulate what we have seen, it makes sense that asking questions didn't come naturally to me because I really thought that, hey, the boss was in charge and the boss tells people what to do and then the people should just do it. And that's how I operated as an individual contributor. That's how I operated as a leader slash manager. Now, as a side note, you can imagine when I'm coming from that place and see if this sounds familiar to you, but when I'm thinking I have to be right, I have to direct, I have to know the answers, I have to tell people what to do, when the people didn't do what I thought they should do, I felt very stumped. I would get very frustrated and just like keep repeating what I wanted, keep asking them for the thing, like, hey, this thing is due, don't forget, make sure you do it, instead of asking those curious questions. Well, what is a realistic timeline? What's getting in the way of finishing this thing? How can I help? What additional resources do you need? Those are truly effective and curious questions that help us move the needle so we can get those important business tasks done. Now, what I have observed in, again, myself first, but also in my clients, is that as we learn this skill of developing great questions, we have to start with ourselves. And I'm surprised by how few people, how few leaders actually have a practice of asking themselves reflective questions. Now, you can absolutely get journals for this. You can find prompts all over the internet. I'm going to have prompts in my own newsletter. But here's a few to consider. At the end of the day, a quick reflection. What went well today? Notice it's empowering, it's open, it's curious. It might sound really different than your current inner dialogue, which might be like, well, what did I not finish today? What did I screw up today? So be noticing, are these questions similar or different to the process that you're already following? So what went well? What would I like to change for tomorrow? What might I do different tomorrow? This one is one that I just started adding and I've been finding it super interesting. Was there any work that I avoided today? It's a little bit closed because I can answer that yes or no. So then the follow-up naturally is, why? If there was something that I was avoiding, why? And really getting curious about that. And then how can I show up better for myself, for my family, for my team, for my colleagues? What might that look like? Again, notice we're very open and curious on all of these. What I don't want you to do is judge yourself. What I don't want you to do is use this against yourself because it's all intended to help us become more curious, more open, more effective leaders. And as soon as we start to have a judgment mindset over a learning mindset, it's really difficult for those questions to be helpful. Okay, so as we wrap up today's podcast, I have one more tip for you. And I really want to encourage you, do not make the same mistake that I did. And listen to this podcast and be like, yes, I need to ask more questions. And now all of a sudden, start asking your team a million questions. It will feel extremely jarring for them. They will be very confused. And it will not feel great for you either. When I first started learning my coaching skills, I was like trying to implement all the things. And it felt so just unnerving for my team. But it also didn't feel great for me either because I was practicing so many new skills all at once. So again, back to that book, Leading with Questions, which I will link in the show notes. They have a few tips as you build the muscle of asking great questions. So I'm going to offer you two here, and then stay tuned for my newsletter. I'm going to keep giving you more of these tips, more ways to practice. So the first one is start noticing the questions that you are already asking and just evaluate what's working, what's not working. Are you asking the questions like I offered at the beginning? Are your questions already more open than mine? What do people respond with? What's the energy? What are their answers like? Where can I make improvements? So start noticing. And then the second one, it's super easy. Just encourage other people to start asking you more questions. That's one way that we can really develop that open culture where we are all here to get the best outcome possible. So don't forget to sign up for my newsletter. And I appreciate you listening this week. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. What resonated? What are you going to try? In order to get the best from ourselves and our teams, I encourage you to start asking better questions. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you next week. Hey, don't forget to like and follow me on Instagram at jen.fry.coaching, where we share more tips, more personal stories, and continue our journey to think on purpose. And if you like today's episode, click those three dots and share it with a friend.